Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of June, but I'm sending this out on the 13th of June, 2018, and this is the 820th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking through town towards the cave, and I've actually just uploaded today's podcast, so this is a little prelim for tomorrow. It's rush hour, so it's a bit noisy and quite a lot of people about. And I've been looking again at some of the windows that have red things in them for red and black, celebrating Dark Mofo. I did say that I would upload one of those photos with the podcast I sent out today, but it didn't happen. But one of the things that I've noticed coming in today is how, because I'm on the lookout for windows that are red, how everything else that just happens to be red appears to be tuning into Dark Mofo. So every time the traffic lights change to red, suddenly you feel as if they're an installation. And the same goes for every time you see a brake light or backlights of a car. They seem to be tuning into the Dark Mofo theme. So in front of me I've got two red lights, one for pedestrians, one for cars, and at the same time there are lights lighting up a tree from underneath, so making it red. And I'm trying to think what sort of tree it would be that would still have leaves on it, but it has. So quite fun to see how your perception changes. Hello again, this is Mole continuing, and it is the next day, but still the same podcast. I wanted you to get a little bit of this feel of what it was like in town last night, and when I got to the cave, I discovered that I was going to be almost in the Mofo celebrations, because inside the room where we were writing, from the windows of the room where we were writing, we could see the town hall across the road. And it was all floodlit in red. And the person who was running the cave last night turned the lights off so that we could see it better, just to show us. And then something went wrong with the lights when she turned them back on, and they didn't turn back on, or at least not until later. So for quite a while we were working in this sort of red glow. So I took a picture of it for you. It's not a very good picture, but you'll get the idea. It was a great night last night. I wrote more than I have written, than I can remember having written, full stop. And I think having these three caves within about five days, I think, has really helped me get a bit of momentum up. I'm just walking down Blackwood Avenue, which is opposite the end of my drive. Beautiful clouds. There's sun behind a very, very dark cloud, with a so that the cloud is brightly outlined. Unfortunately, of course, it's behind all these horrible overhead wires, so I can't really do much with it. The one thing I would really like on my phone camera is a telephoto lens. Do I mean that? Yes, I do. I do mean a telephoto lens. But that's not going to happen. I'm very happy to have what I've got. Oh, sorry. Now suddenly this wind has caught up. You might not even be able to hear me. I haven't done any exercise apart from my Qigong exercises today. No walk up on the Knock Lofty. I haven't been up there for days and days now. It's really getting to be time. But I was quite exercised yesterday with the bike riding. That bicycling without the engine. I think it was harder on my legs than I realised at the time. And I slept like a log last night. It was fantastic. I really slept well. So, giving myself a bit of a rest today. Okay, I've just unlocked the door. And I'm back inside. I was going to say back inside in the snug warmth, but it isn't really. Given that I haven't got any heating on. So I think I'm going to turn that on now and I'm going to make a cup of tea and prepare to talk to my sister again and do a bit of work at home. I really like this ritual of talking to her and writing, but it makes quite a difference with this 2-hour change that we have between summer and winter. Of when we do it, I realise that in my summer, it feels as if it all happens too late, and in the winter, it all becomes a bit close together, so my afternoon feels a bit foreshortened, and that actually something right in the middle of those two extremes would be better. But it's great that we can actually find a time that we can both do that. Excuse the racket, I'm just taking my backpack off. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to experience a bit of the outside world, even if it's a bit chilly or a bit hot or a bit windy or a bit wet or a bit overcast, that there's something out there that makes you feel alive. I also do hope that you have been able to engage with something that's really important to you. And engage with it or dream about it or give it a day off and rest from it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.